About 20 fifth graders are finishing up a snack at their desks and getting ready for their DARE lesson of the week. It's the last lesson in the 10-week program taught by local police officer Jared Pop. Pop brings their attention to the front of the classroom.
So, who remembers what we talked about last week? Go ahead. We did a word search. What was the point of the word search? Scotland.
The students get out their DARE workbooks and flip to the back.
So this week, we're going to talk about getting help. Because everybody needs help sometimes, right? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes I need help?
Yep.
Sometimes you guys need help?
Yep.
Students take turns talking about times when they needed some help. Doing math, studying for tests, folding laundry, washing dishes. Pop tells them to take 5 minutes and write down answers to the questions in their books, and they'd discuss them later. DARE stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. The acronym has been around for decades. It used to be targeted at getting kids to just say no to drugs. The program would teach kids a lot about the bad side effects of taking different drugs. But in recent years, the curriculum has changed. It's now called Keeping It Real, and it's a lot more broad-based. Pop says it focuses on staying healthy, making good choices, and being responsible.
We're teaching the tools to use to make good decisions.
In Petersburg, the program is geared towards fifth graders because next year they'll be moving on to the junior high.
Hopefully that'll give them the tools to make good decisions when they go into like middle school and high school and stuff, when temptations are more prevalent, I'd say.
Pop has been a police officer in Petersburg for almost 11 years. He says he's always been interested in teaching the DARE program. When the former officer doing the program retired, Pop jumped at the opportunity to take it over. He remembers DARE from when he was a kid in Fairbanks.
So I took DARE when I was in sixth grade by this officer named Officer James. For some reason, he stuck with me. He was always there. Whenever I'd see him in the town, I'd always wave at him. He probably didn't know who I was, but... And I've always wanted to be a police officer, so when I became a police officer, when I finally became one, it was like, you know what? I want to be a DARE officer now.
So what have you learned from the experience?
I don't know. I guess I'm surprised that, like, the kids are smart, like, really smart. My favorite part of, like, the DARE lesson is at the graduation when the kids read their DARE essays. You know, when I was a kid, I was kind of all over the place, and I kind of feel like some kids kind of seem like they're all over the place and maybe not really paying attention, but when they read their DARE essays, I can see that they're really picking it up and that they really understand the tools, and they do absorb all this information really, really well.
It's game time in the classroom. Pop splits them into small groups. From cards, he reads each team definitions, and they have 5 seconds to guess the right word. Words that they've learned in the program.
What happens as a result of something you choose to do or not do? They could be positive or negative.
Consequences.
Ooh, good job.
Pop's new job as a statewide DARE coordinator won't affect his duty as a local police officer. He won't be getting a raise either. He's just doing it because he wants to, and the Borough Police Department supports it. And he'll be providing support for other DARE officers around the state, helping them to get the materials that they need. And hopefully bring some new communities on board to the program's updated curriculum. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.